Ultra low-cost airlines, a tale of two carriers. Spirit Airlines and Frontier Airlines are among the most prominent ultra-low-cost carriers in the United States. Both airlines operate on a similar business model that emphasizes extremely low base fares while charging separately for most additional services. This model allows travelers to pay only for what they use, but it also introduces complexity in understanding what is included in a ticket. Two of the most important considerations for passengers choosing between these airlines are seat comfort and baggage policies. Seat pitch, which measures the distance between a point on one seat and the same point on the seat in front, directly affects legroom and overall comfort. Carry-on bag policies, meanwhile, influence total travel cost and convenience, particularly for short trips. As a result, small differences in seat pitch or bag size limits can significantly impact the passenger experience. These differences are often not obvious at the time of booking, making a direct comparison useful. This article examines seat pitch and carry-on restrictions using official airline sources. It presents verified figures from each airline's published specifications and explains how these policies reflect broader trends in the ultra-low-cost airline industry. Seat pitch is one of the clearest measurable differences in passenger comfort. According to official data from Spirit Airlines, standard seats on its Airbus aircraft typically have a pitch of 28 to 30 inches, depending on configuration. This range reflects variations across aircraft types such as the Airbus A320 and Airbus A321. Similarly, while Frontier Airlines does not advertise standard pitch dimensions as directly as Spirit does, standard seating on its aircraft generally falls within 28 to 30 inches of seat pitch as well. This places both airlines at the lower end of the industry spectrum and aligns with the ultra-low-cost model of maximizing seating density. In practical terms, this means that passengers on both airlines can expect tight seating conditions compared to traditional carriers. A seat pitch of 28 inches is considered minimal and may be uncomfortable for taller passengers, particularly on longer flights. The similarity in these figures indicates that neither airline offers a clear advantage in standard economy seating. It is also important to note that seat pitch does not fully capture comfort. Factors such as seat width, padding, and seat design also influence the experience. Overall, the data shows that standard seating on both airlines is nearly identical in terms of legroom. Any differences in comfort are likely to come from seat design rather than measurable spacing. This lack of differentiation highlights a broader trend in the ultra-low-cost airline industry, prioritizing efficiency over passenger comfort.